minutes after 7 o'clock. Premier Dr. Bateman, ear, nose, and throat studio. Bob Graham is along. James Timberlake in Studio B.
Morning.
How you doing, man?
Good. Pretty good. It's a Wednesday. It's hump day, as they say.
Yeah, June 11th. So where are you having lunch today?
Nowhere today. Today's a workout day at lunch.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right.
Wednesday.
Okay.
So
good for you.
Hit the gym.
All right.
And then I guess my lunch will be a delicious protein shake.
Delicious protein shake afterwards.
That tastes like Cocoa Pebbles. And I'm telling you.
It does?
If I were to give you a scoop of that, I'm going to refrain from it, to be honest with you, because, oh my goodness, is protein powder expensive? But it tastes like Cocoa Pebbles. It tastes exactly like Cocoa Pebbles. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
It's like I'm drinking the milk out of after just eating a bowl of Cocoa Pebbles. It's crazy. But it's got 50 grams of protein, so, you know.
I'm assuming you like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you do cardio before or after weight training?
You should not. I mean, you can warm up. From what I understand from the people that I've heard, because there's different, you know, you'll hear a million thousand different things about this sort of stuff, I guess. From what I understand, you can warm up with cardio. Like, you can kind of do a little bit of cardio to start. But if you're looking to do, like, get your cardio in for the day, you should do it after. Because you don't want to tire yourself out before you lift, because then you're not going to lift as much or as strong.
A recent study might just have settled this age-old question.
Oh, here we go.
Conducted with 45 young men your age.
Okay.
Okay. Who were classified as obese. The study found that the sequence of exercise significantly impacts fat loss. So participants who lifted weights before doing cardio not only lost more body fat, but also became more active throughout the day compared to those who did cardio first.
There you go. You don't want to tire your... Just think about it. It doesn't really make any sense. You don't want to tire yourself out before you go and lift something heavy, you know?
Interesting. Okay.
So there you go.
There you go.
Mission accomplished. Yeah. Problem solved.
So you were correct. You were doing it right.
There you go. Yep.
So you conducted a study with young guys, 18 to 30.
The study was with me.
Yeah.
They said, hey, James, you want to do this beforehand
and
afterhand?
Let's do
this. I said, yeah, sure. And then I did it beforehand and I was like, I don't want to lift anymore.
Okay.
Walk for 30 minutes on a 12 incline. I don't want to lift now.
All right. Hey, Joe Montana, NFL quarterback. 69 today.
Happy birthday to him.
Yes. And actress Adrienne Barbeau from Maud fame, the TV show, she is 80 today.
Okay.
1638, America's first known earthquake shakes the Plymouth colony.
Oh.
I bet they were like, what the heck is this?
What have we done?
This is Devil's Island, man.
Exactly. And then once a couple decades later, they moved west and they saw their first tornado. They're like, what have we done?
Yeah.
Why have we done this? Why
did we come here?
Yeah.
1770, Captain James Cook, commander of the British ship Endeavour, discovers Australia's Great Barrier Reef.
Oh.
He ran into it, actually.
Whoops. Yeah. Probably sunk the ship.
Hey, check this out. Reefs are so cool.
We're stuck on something, and it's very pretty.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't walk on it.
No, you'll get all cut up.
Reefs are so cool.
Reefs are cool.
They are.
Protect the reefs.
I know. 1859, a prospector lays claim to a silver deposit in Six Mile Canyon in Nevada that turns out to be the multi-million
Comstock load?
Yeah.
Cool.
1895, first auto race takes place.
1895, man.
1895.
They were resuming at a hefty 25 miles an hour.
Probably. 1919, Sir Barton wins the Belmont Stakes, the first horse to win the Triple Crown. 1919.
Sir Barton. Good name. Yeah. Good name for a horse. I like that.
That is a good name.
By the way, really quickly, I think we need to change up our adjectives, I guess is what we would call them, because we had that unfortunate person at Yellowstone from New Jersey that got, and this is the one I'm talking about, they quote-unquote got gored by a buffalo.
Right.
You heard that story?
Yes, I read it this morning.
When I hear the word gore, I'm thinking, okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're dead. Like, it's over.
Like a horn in there,
like
blood's
into the stomach.
Out.
Yeah. It's over for them. And then after they said that, they said this person got gored. Right after they said, he walked away with minor injuries. I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
See, Kevin Coyle wrote this story from Yellowstone National Park.
Well, I heard it in the Cowboy State Daily. They said the same thing.
Cowboy State Daily said gored. We did not say gored.
Okay.
We said the bison charged the group.
When I hear gored, I'm like, okay, it's over. Gore that person's done. And then to follow it right after with, he walked away with only minor injuries. It's crazy.
Right.
We got to switch up those adjectives a little bit, I think.
Well, we have.
Well, Cowboy State Daily.
Cowboy State Daily has it.
Hopefully. And I think, it's a common saying, too. Like, people say when it comes to the bison stuff, people, you know, they get gored or whatever.
Right.
But that sounds terrible.
I know, it does.
And then to walk away with minor injuries.
Right.
It's like, it's not that bad, I guess.
I don't know. People say, what do we do with that? I don't think there's anything we can do.
Bob, death taxes and, you know, people approaching wildlife stupidly. Just kind of how it works, you know? Comes with the territory.
I agree with you, gored. We don't need gored.
Yeah. It's too strong.
Charged!
Yeah. It's too strong of a word.
Man was charged by a bison. All right. Enough of that. I don't know what you can't fix it.
No. I mean, I don't think we'll ever fix it. At this point, you can give them all the warnings. There's still people walking into the geysers, which is crazy.
I know. Well, just recently, some guy got really chastised. Father let his daughter whisk her hands in the water, in the hot pool, boiling hot water.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, wow.
You can put all the signs up in the world.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's not going to matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
But, hey, the girl will never forget that. I'll never forget that lesson.
Yeah, good one. 1947, World War II. My dad used to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar rationing comes to an end.
In 1947?
Yeah, 1947.
That's World War II. 2 years after World War II ended.
Sugar rationing comes to an end. They rationed a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Well, yeah.
And more than just sugar.
Yeah.
There were shoes and all kinds of things.
Well, the famous thing is that's how like urban gardening became very popular because they were like people in the bigger cities and stuff because there was a rationing. They ended up growing a lot of their own food on the roofs of buildings they were on and whatnot to help with the war effort.
Today, corn on the cob day. That sounds really good, doesn't
it?
Doesn't that sound good?
I like corn on the cob.
I do, too.
I haven't had corn on the cob in a while, though.
I know.
It's kind of like when I think of corn on the cob, and this is probably just a family thing for me, I guess, it's part of a big meal. Like you're having a steak with corn on the cob or something like that,
right,
you know?
Right.
It's not something you just do.
So are you assisting in the love garden we have going on up here?
I'll be honest
with
you,
Bart, it's our shared media garden that we named after, of course, our founder, Kim Love.
Yep.
We call it the Love Garden.
The Love Garden.
Yeah, Love Garden.
We're going to get a lot of questions about that name, by the way, for people that aren't aware of
Well, we're
founder.
Making them aware of it.
Yeah. If I were to assist, it would go poorly, I would say.
You just be an observer.
I can monitor the water.
Okay.
That's pretty easy.
All right. We can help you do that. So we got all kinds of things growing in our garden.
Yeah.
It's way cool.
The Love Garden.
Yeah. Liz Kincaid headed that up.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have watermelons.
We're going to have all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I know, right? Can't wait for
it's
that.
It's going to be great.
Ooh, James, it's German chocolate cake day.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like German chocolate cake.
I know, me too.
I can only have one slice because it's so filling.
Well.
It'll just...
If you have two, it might you feel like you just had a meal.
Yeah, no. If I have two, I'm taking a nap. That's it for me for the rest of the day.
Making life beautiful day, James.
Today. Sure,
making life beautiful.
Hey, that should. Hey, make that your motto.
Yeah, you should.
Why not?
It's also Cousteau Day in honor of Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah,
famous explorer. Research.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yes.
What was his name?
Jacques Cousteau.
Wow. You know what I thought of when I heard that name?
Right. What'd you think of?
I was thinking of...
They used to have a show, man. Growing up.
Yeah. I know this guy's face. Yeah. All right.
That was some cool stuff.
I was thinking of the...
Explorer of the oceans.
This is going to sound...
Jacques Cousteau.
This is going to sound kind of insane. I was thinking of the character from the Pixar original movie.
Oh.
The chef, which I believe is also named Jacques Cousteau.
I don't know if his name is Jacques, but it's Cousteau. No, it's not Cousteau. It's something else. It's similar to it.
It's Cousteau. Jacques Cousteau. Okay. But I don't know why I thought of that. Right. Man, great movie. But yeah.
That's the difference of our ages.
Yeah, there we go. I was like, wow, they're putting a day together for the chef from Ratatouille.
The old guy knows Cousteau Day, and the young guy thinks of the cartoon.
Yeah, so this one's Cousteau.
The chef in the cartoon.
Yeah.
All right. 7 in 10 Americans say they have snacks with them all the time. Do you have snacks with you all the time? You've seen my snack.
Yeah,
closet.
I would be lying to you to say if I haven't raided it once or twice. But no, I don't. I typically don't have snacks on me all the time. I never have them in my car just because I think it's like it gets hot in there. It's going to make it bad.
Oh,
you know, I don't want to do that.
Totally.
But I mean,
trivia. Does a merry-go-round turn counter or clockwise?
Counterclockwise.
You're right.
Yeah.
Counterclockwise.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
I never thought about that.
Who did it? You know the show Gilligan's Island? Are you familiar with
that? I am familiar with
it. Okay, well, good. That's a good start.
I don't know if I ever watch it, but I'm familiar with it.
Okay, how many castaways were on the American sitcom Gilligan's Island?
Seven.
Yes, James. How did you know that?
There's the mom and the dad, and then is it all the?
Wow.
Then there's one of there's a grand there's a grandparent there too, and then like three children, four children.
Impressed with that.
Something like that.
Gilligan's Island, seven. It's on there.
You know what's funny too about that Gilligan's Island, the show. I most relate to. I knew it was named after this, but. I most relate to Gilligan's Island. There used to be a mini golf course in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where my dad lived, called Gilligan's Island. And I was like, man, this is such an awesome golf course.
Okay.
And then one day I found out it was named after the show.
Right.
And okay. I was like, oh. But now I always think of Gilligan's Island, the mini golf course, the putt-putt course.
All right. What is the name of the dog from the 1960s TV cartoon, The Jetsons?
Oh, I don't know this one.
People are singing that song in their head.
Yeah, I know.
Right,
I was I was thinking of that too.
Meet George Jetson, his wife Judy.
I don't know.
Boy, I can't believe I even sang that much.
Is it a one syllable name?
As much as I'm terrible at singing. Astro.
Yeah, that's right. That makes sense.
Astro's the man. Okay. What does the acronym SMH stand for?
Shake my head or shaking my head. Yeah. That one I'll know. Give me the acronyms, I'll know.
I know. You knew that.
Now
good
you'll know.
Good for you, James.
Bob, if you ever text me a bad idea, I'll hit you with the SMH.
Give me the SMH, all right? James has Swap Shop in the next hour. We've got Public Pulse 910. You're from the Dr. Bateman Ear, Nose, and Throat Studio. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.
Know me much better, because my past is something that never got in my way. I would not be here now if I never had the hunger. And I'm not ashamed to say the wild boys were my friends. Oh, cause I never felt the desire to let music set me on fire. And I was saved.